Nah, I like that matchup, though. I've had some good ones this year. Of course, I've had Larry Legend. I've had AB. I mean, T.Y. I have T.Y. every year. So, yeah, DeAndre, he's a good one, too. Two times a year. Highest paid receiver, so that, you know, should mean you one of the top receivers in the league. I would agree, say he is. He's been balling, doing his thing. What's good, Seven?
What up, boy? I'm listening to you.
Don't get that. Stop playing, bro.
You say you take notes on these guys, right, and kind of put a game plan together. When you played a guy a few times, do those notes change, or do they stay pretty much the same?
Some stuff stay the same. Some stuff changes. He progresses, you feel me? Everybody progresses as a player. Everybody grows, you know, especially elite players like himself. So my notes change a little bit, but he is who he is at the end of the day.
In the last five games, you and AJ have had six interceptions. I know interceptions come in bunches, but do you guys feel like you're on like a new level or a new role this week?
I don't know. We just out here having fun, taking advantage of our opportunities that come our way, trying to make plays to help the team win games.
Is there like an internal competition between you guys, like when one has an interception, the other one wants to get another one?
Nah. I mean, it kind of happens like that, though. Like, one of us get it, the other one to get it. I think that's more so because once one of us gets a pick, the quarterback wants to go the other way, and then the other gets a pick. So, I mean, we just complement each other's game pretty well. But nah, it ain't no competition for me or AJ. I mean, we both think we the best. So, yeah, I mean, what competition?
Do you think it's weird that Yannick's not getting a lot of Pro Bowl attention so far this season?
I don't know. I mean,
do you think he's having a Pro Bowl year?
Yeah, he's balling for sure. I mean, that was only what, the fan voting? That, so we still got what, the players and the coaches. So maybe like fans aren't taking notice, but maybe other people are.
Does this playoff thing this week, being able to lock up a spot, does that factor in at all? I mean, are you concerned about that? Does that motivate you, or is it just about getting a W?
We got to get the W regardless, but that's an incentive that goes with it. So, yeah, that I guess that adds a little something extra to it, for sure.
The offense seems to have really played off of the confidence.
It sounds like we got about three more, Gabby. Keep it real with you.
The offense is playing with a lot more confidence now, and some of the guys say they really kind of feed off what the defense has done. How much have you noticed the confidence in the entire team increase over the course of the year?
Yeah, we're playing with confidence, playing with that swag. That juice out there. And, yeah, I would like to say that comes from the secondary, the defense. It's cool.
What else can you guys are sacking a quarterback, you guys are taking the ball away, score on defense. What's left to prove on defense? Is there a next step for this group down the stretch here? What else can you guys do?
Yeah, we got to correct some things. We got to, you know, I mean, we can get some shutouts. You know what I'm saying? That would be good as a defense. That's something that we can accomplish. And then some other little things that we talked about internally that we got to get better at. So, yeah, it's a lot for us to still do. A lot for us to prove out there.
Talk about the different receivers. Do you feel like the respect has come for this defense now, or is there still work to be done in that area?
Yeah, I think we got some respect, you know, from whoever, from fans, from media, from our opponents. But, I mean, you got to earn it, like, every Sunday, though. Just because we feel like somebody giving us a little respect, we can't go out there and start, you know, BSing on Sundays and getting torched or, you know, getting pushed around out there.
You talk about the different receivers. Hopkins seems like he can be a physical guy. Is he more physical than others? Do you kind of know that going in, that it's going to be a lot of hands all over the place?
Yeah, he's physical, super physical. But I am too.